T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. Big issues, big guests. We're always thrilled to bring you FOP President John McNesby. Particularly, we had him on immediately after that big shootout over at 15th and Erie. John joins us again here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome back. And I hear you're commuting back and forth to a big state college. Congratulations. Your daughter at Penn State, Nittany Lion.
Yep, up and back, and what a drive that is. Boring drive. But, yeah, I made that trek yesterday, and back in town today, back at the desk, and ready to prepare for this big event we have going on Thursday night.
Well, you guys do it right. It's a great facility that you've crafted there, and the last one I was there around the Mumia and related things, it's spectacular, the turnout. Thursday night, 6 p.m., what's the location, John? I know it's Caroline Road, but where do
it's
people...
It's up at the FOP, 11630 Caroline Road. It's easy to get to either from Roosevelt Boulevard, Woodhaven Road, I-95. It's really accessible, and it's you know, not just limited to police. Anybody from the community that wants to come out and just thank the officers and show support. We're not asking for any donation. We're not asking for any money. It's not a protest. It's none of that nonsense, but... What we're doing is just out there showing complete support for the police and trying to give them a shot of morale to get back out there and get going.
Absolutely. Now, there were six that people know of, particularly the officer who was shot. When you say graze wound in your head, it's kind of ridiculous language if you're shot anywhere near your head. And
right.
all came home and all are doing okay, I guess, despite, you know, the trauma of being under that kind of fire. Why?
Right.
Go ahead, John.
I mean, it was the fire was insanely. They were insanely outgunned down there. They did an extremely good job. The one officer had emptied 3 magazines and dived out the side window because the thug that was shooting at him was shooting through a wall. That's how powerful, knocking pieces of the wall out. So 6 people shot, and they all go home that night. That's just they had a guardian angel over them that day.
Absolutely, but you guys are toasting 10. Who are the other 4?
You had the officers that were injured in the auto accident
mm-hmm.
that were responding to the scene, and then you had the officers that were trapped upstairs for 4 hours. So, I mean, when the officers were being treated in the hospital, everybody was glad they were okay, but there was still a sense of urgency because you had officers trapped, you know, on the second floor of that location. With this person shooting through the floor at them, so that was courageous, just to say the least, to be able to hold that off for that amount of time and the ammo, and they were in complete communication with the city, so forth. But everybody all around did a great job, from the officers out there responding to the officers that were involved in the initial incident to SWAT to everybody. So this is just a little way of us giving back to them to show them what we're here for.
Absolutely. And, John, are you happy with the aftermath of it now? The way it was, everything was glowing that day of everybody on board. Now you're starting to hear these, you know, it just never ends dust settled.
Right. You have a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on. You could do that. I mean, it happens every Monday during football season. But you could have done this, you could have done that. I'm sure they're going to critique this, see what they could do better, but there's a lot of false rumors out there also. I think, being in that position and calling them shots was a tough one. I think the commissioner did a great job at that time. He was the best commissioner in town, in the world, until 6 days later when they roofed him. But on top of that, everybody out there did a great job. Things could have been done different. Nobody plans for, a standoff like that. It's never happened during my time in 30 years in the police department, and it hadn't happened since 1985
yeah.
in the last MOVE confrontation. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things you could say could be done different, but I think all in all, the main thing is everybody went home safe that night, and you know, they went home to their families.
Well, someone who lives in Philadelphia and cares about cops and a cop's family, I'm really sad to see Ross go because he was a smart guy. He did this on the scene. I think it was textbook. And I think he was supportive of cops in gray areas. That's what a commissioner has to do. Anybody can do it when it's all 100%. But there are gray areas. You know, we're not robots out there on the street in these situations. So any thoughts now of what the FOP, if you take a position, the qualities of the type of person you want to be the next commissioner?
Well, we want to have, inside the ranks is key. Inside the police department, they know the city, they know the officers, they know the department, and the city's invested in these commanders for, you know, and they've invested in the city by taking the test, going through the process. Mm-hmm. What does this show? If they go outside the city, what does this show these people that are studying and shooting for that top job? That should be everybody's dream. And to be able to, and to go outside and look for somebody from the West Coast that's a reformer or some wing nut that's going to come in here and absolutely know nothing about anything and try and have us guard, just to do some crazy stuff. We had that already prior. The only decent outsider that I saw come in was Ramsey. He did a good job. We communicated well. We had our battles behind closed doors, but he was a cop. He came up through the ranks, and he knew how to run a police department and a big police department. But, you know, he's gone. Ross is gone, and now we have to move on the future. And I think right now everything that looks like checks the boxes and moves forward is the interim commissioner, and that's Christine Calder. So we would support her. We would support anybody from inside the police department. That would be key.
All right. Well, John, thank you very much. Thanks, as always, for responding. We will see you Thursday night. I hope it's a big space, and I've been there when a lot of people come, but it should be overwhelming. It's only, a couple of weeks or so since this, and if people really are supportive and want a great place to have a drink or two, too. This is a spectacular facility. I'm told we're going to do our debate watch party there, too.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm getting all that stuff as I'm sitting at my desk now. But it'll be, this place is huge. It accommodates all officers. They use it. They love it. We have, everything here is accessible. So, come on out Thursday night. Show your support for the Philadelphia Police Department. Have a couple beers and then head home.
Absolutely.
Start the long weekend.
Hey, thanks, John. As always, see you Thursday.
You got it. See you.
All right, there's FOP President John McNesby here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You get a line.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.